Acts chapter 1. I have written the previous book, O lover of God, about all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his ordeal, by many reliable proofs, being seen by them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. When they therefore had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has put in his own power. But you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the farthest parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadily toward heaven as he went up, see, two men stood by them in white clothes, who also said, You men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven, shall come back the same way as you have seen him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had come in, they went up into an upper room where Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, stayed. These all continued in agreement in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up among the disciples and said, The number of names together was about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must necessarily have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost spoke before by the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who was guide to those that arrested Jesus. For he was one of us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of sin, and falling down he burst in pieces in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known to all those living in Jerusalem, so that the field is called in their proper tongue, Aseldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell in it, and his office let someone else take. So of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the same day he was taken up from us, one must be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, You, Lord, who knows the hearts of all men, show which of these two you've chosen, so that he can take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas fell by transgression, so that he would go to his own place. And they drew straws and got Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.